This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Here is another number, $48 million. That was the box office take for the number one movie, The Fault in Our Stars. It's based on a popular young adult novel about teen lovers who meet in a cancer support group. Hollywood has long been obsessed with drawing young men, but the profitable weekend audience for The Fault in Our Stars, more than 80% female. Conrad Wilson reports on Hollywood's new audience obsession.
Hollywood's found another new way to make money.
Like they looked under a rock and they found this great big core audience that they didn't know was there, which is young women.
Sharon Waxman is CEO of The Wrap, which covers the business of Hollywood. She says movie studios are doing fewer films that rely on broad appeal, especially to men. Instead, she says, studios want a stronger following with smaller slices of the audience. In this case, young women.
Katniss Everdeen, District 12.
Don't forget that when you do that, you're driving all kinds of other engagement. They come back, they'll see the movie more than once, they'll buy the DVD. If they ever do a theme park ride around it, they'll go to that too.
Movies based on books keep appearing because Hollywood is making a lot of money. Catherine Arnold is an independent film producer.
They're realizing that they can have more confidence to actually go ahead and make these kinds of movies for young girls because they're proving themselves at the box office.
Arnold says, well, this may seem like a feel-good Hollywood moment. This trend will only last as long as ticket sales keep coming in. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.